Deuteronomy chapter 11. Therefore you shall love Yahweh your Elohim, and keep his charge and his statutes and his judgments and his commandments always. And know you this day, for I do not speak with your children which have not known, and which have not seen the chastisement of Yahweh your Elohim, his greatness, his mighty hand and his stretched out arm, and his miracles and his acts which he did in the midst of Egypt to Pharaoh the king of Egypt and to all his land, and what he did to the army of Egypt, to their horses and to their chariots, how he made the water of the Red Sea to overflow them as they pursued after you, and how Yahweh has destroyed them to this day, and what he did to you in the wilderness until you came to this place, and what he did to Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, the son of Reuben, how the earth opened her mouth and swallowed them up and their households and their tents and all the substance that was in their possession in the midst of all Israel. But your eyes have seen all the great acts of Yahweh which he did. Therefore shall you keep all the commandments which I command you this day, that you may be strong, and go in and possess the land where you are going to possess it, and that you may prolong your days in the land which Yahweh swore to your fathers to give to them and to their seed, a land that flows with milk and honey. For the land where you are going in to possess is not as the land of Egypt from where you came, where you sowed your seed and watered it with your foot as a garden of herbs, but the land where you are going to possess is a land of hills and valleys and drinks water of the rain of heaven, a land which Yahweh your Elohim cares for. The eyes of Yahweh your Elohim are always upon it from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. And it shall come to pass, if you will listen diligently to my commandments, which I command you this day, to love Yahweh your Elohim and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul, that I will give you the rain of your land in his due season, the first rain and the latter rain, that you may gather in the corn and your wine and your oil. And I will send grass in your fields for your cattle, that you may eat and be full. Take heed to yourselves, that your heart be not deceived, and you turn aside and serve other Elohim and worship them. And then Yahweh's wrath be kindled against you, and he shut up the heaven that there be no rain, and that the land yield not her fruit, and lest you perish quickly from off the good land which Yahweh gives you. Therefore you shall lay up these my words in your heart and in your soul, and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be as frontlets between your eyes. And you shall teach them your children, speaking of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise up, and you shall write them upon the doorposts of your house, and upon your gates, that your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children in the land which Yahweh swore to your fathers to give them, as the days of heaven upon the earth. For if you shall diligently keep all these commandments, which I command you, to do them, to love Yahweh your Elohim, to walk in all his ways, and to cleave to him, then will Yahweh drive out all these nations from before you, and you shall possess greater nations and mightier than yourselves. Every place whereon the soles of your feet shall tread shall be yours. From the wilderness and Lebanon, from the river Euphrates, even to the uttermost sea shall your coast be. There shall no man be able to stand before you. For Yahweh your Elohim shall lay the fear of you and the dread of you upon all the land that you shall tread upon, as he said to you. Behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse. A blessing if you obey the commandments of Yahweh your Elohim, which I command you this day, and a curse if you will not obey the commandments of Yahweh your Elohim, but turn aside out of the way which I command you this day to go after other Elohim which you have not known. And it shall come to pass, when Yahweh your Elohim has brought you into the land whither you are going to possess, and you shall put the blessing upon Mount Gerizim and the curse upon Mount Ebal, are they not on the other side Jordan, by the way where the sun goes down, in the land of the Canaanites, which dwell in the champaign over against Gilgal, beside the plains of Moreh? For you shall pass over Jordan to go in and possess the land which Yahweh your Elohim gives you, and you shall possess it and dwell in it, and you shall observe to do all the statutes and judgments which I set before you this day. End of chapter 11.